G4, I guess it's EGU. Are you the guy that works with Gary Lodge, W4 EEY?
Negative, I'm in the Asheville area. I work with Randy Harris, KI4VLW.
Alrighty, thank you, KO4WWZ, clear for now, back to that.
KC4EZN.
UE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Daniel, let me pause here just for a second. I want to add something else, but I see a station up on Echo Link, so let me grab him real quick, and I'll be right back to you. Echo Link stations only. This is KO4NUE. Go ahead, sir.
KO4NUE, please check in. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Mobile in Simpsonville, heading back home. Been out since 8 o'clock and glad to hear the net still going so I could listen to it on my way home. So 7-3, and have a great evening and enjoying the conversation.
I would like to recognize W2MJB, Mr. Mark, one of our net controllers, Sunday night net controllers, and he brings along his wife, KN4HTP, Miss Wendy, also a Monday night net controller. So appreciate you guys checking in with us, Mark. And it's a real pleasure to ride along with you. I know it's nice to have a conversation in the vehicle. I have Sirius radio in the truck so I can listen to music and actually pay a yearly fee for it. But since I've got my radio, I don't really turn the radio on anymore. I've always got the mobile, and there's always something going on, so I know the feeling. And please be safe, and we'll keep it going as long as we can, try to get you home, sir. Appreciate you checking in with us. All right, Daniel, let me let my radio pause. I got one more piece of advice for you. This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, Daniel, so Harry is right. The online, one of the online testing is really nice. A QRZ is a really good one. So if you go to the resources tab and then click on the 2019, 2020, whatever, general exam, don't open the exam. Look to the right of it and you'll see study the subcategories. Now don't get overwhelmed by the amount of categories, but you know, I remember my granddad telling me, you know, how do you eat an elephant? And that's one bite at a time. So open the subcategory for, say, for example, T1A or whatever. There'll be 10 or 11 questions. Study that. And study that one category until you score well on it. And do not move to the next category until you've got that one mastered. And what that's going to do is that's going to allow you to break down the information into smaller pieces of smaller chunks. But more importantly, that's going to allow you to identify those tricky and hard questions. Because if you can see those tricky and hard questions repetitively, you can write your table down and say, hey, I keep missing this question. Why do I keep missing this one question? Because if you open the exam, see that tricky question for, you know, another 200 questions. If you'll do it by the category, you can quickly identify the ones you're struggling with, and you write that down. So the other thing I'll tell you is that when you take the exam, you know, you have to, you can't have your cell phone, you can't have anything like that. If you write down your table that you've imprinted into your mind. There's nothing wrong with, after you get the exam and you've got your scratch piece of paper, that table that you have committed to memory, that's your scratch paper. Write it down on that scratch piece of paper. And when you encounter, that question, you've got your table to refer to. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what the scratch paper is for. But you can't come in with the scratch paper. You see what I'm saying? And that was helpful for me, because I had two or three questions. It didn't matter what I did. It just got me all jumbled up. So, lean into it. Make noises if you have to. Complain if you have to. But lean forward. Lean into it and find what works. You just, you're like Einstein. Who was it that invented the light bulb? You know what's not working. So that's a good thing, which means you're close to finding out what is going to work. So keep digging, bud.
Encouragement. Yep, I'm not going to harp on it. I don't want to bore everybody with my woes. I know most of you guys out there listening have already taken the general and the extra, and this is already something that you've conquered. But thanks for listening to me complain a little bit tonight. Last night I felt like I hit rock bottom in the ham radio world, and I was like, you know what? I guess I'm going to stay a technician. But my goal is I'm going to keep trying. But yeah, last night I was done. But thank you, everyone, for the encouragement and for the community here. I definitely have enjoyed being part of the ham radio world, so I appreciate it. But, yep, I may pick your brain one more time, Chad, and maybe even Gary. I may get his number from you, or Gary can give it to me or look me up. But thank you, guys. And, yep, I'm going to have to figure out something about that scratch, like what you're saying, too, because that Ohm's Law is I grew up and I knew electricity, and I knew math wasn't terrible for me, but I tell you what, the Ohm's Law and some of that other stuff, it's right there with the frequency where it's kind of kicking me a little bit.
So, E equals I times R. That's no idea why in the world somebody would label it E equals I times R. So, matter of fact, when all three exams, I committed what I is, what E is, and what R is. And volts, amps, and I can't even remember what the third one is. Resistance, yeah. So, and still can't remember it. I have to write down my little table. E equals this, I equals that, and once I get that converted in my mind, that was my stumbling block. Was why in the world would they name, I for current or E for amps or whatever it was. I just, no way. I don't understand it either, but that table really helped me. All right, bud, keep digging. And me and Patrick, just so you know, me and Patrick have agreed that when you pass the general exam, and you will, we're going to spend some really big bucks on you to celebrate, and we're going to take you to the local Conoco. I'm going to buy you a Pepsi, and Patrick's going to buy you a moon pie. So just think about that for a minute. Now, that ought to be motivation enough for you right there.
J-O-4-W-W-Z-J-O-4-N-U-E.
Yeah, hey, you know what? If you would have started off with Dr. Pepper for me, Dr. Pepper and the Moon Pie, I would have started this practice a long time ago.
Spending the big bucks, I'll get you a pack of unsalted peanuts if you want it, if you want a Dr. Pepper. So we'll make it worth your while.
Sounds good. Well, thank you very much. And again, thank you, everyone. I can't remember everyone's call sign, but thank you, everyone, for the encouragement and for helping give me some ideas. I wrote everybody's ideas down, so I'm definitely going to hit the pavement running tomorrow with that. So, but anyways, I'll let you go on to the next one. Thank you, Chad. I'll still be listening. This is KI4DTY. Back to Nat.
Appreciate it, Daniel, and you be safe, bud. Give me a holler tomorrow. I'll help you figure something out. Okay, any more stations that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Net control.
I got you rolling. Go ahead, check in.
KO4, November Romeo. Did you hear on mobile tonight in Greenville? Negative.
With you. I got November, Romeo, Jerry. That's all I got. Give me a call again, sir.
Oscar 4, November, Romeo.
What's your location, Jerry?
49 in Greenville, up here near Dawson campus.
I can recognize KO4NNR. That's Mr. Jerry, mobiling around in Greenville. You be careful out there tonight, sir. And Roland, was that you on the recheck? If it was, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, that's me, K1CJW. Hey, Chad, I haven't heard anything about Walt lately. Do you know what the status on him is?
I do. Walt has had... He has had his surgery. He had a feeding tube installed several weeks ago to get through the surgery. They have removed a rather large portion of his tongue and a portion of his lower jawbone, and also a portion of bone from one of his thigh bones, I believe, for reconstruction. He is unable to speak, but he usually monitors on Echolink to, you know, listen to the net. And when I see him up there on Echolink monitoring, you know, I'll usually call another station and just let him know we're thinking about him and, you know, just talk to him a little bit through the other station so he can hear kind of what's going on. But that's what I know so far, Roland.
Is he going to be able to speak later down the road? Has he been told any of that? Or do you know anything about that?
With his daughter 3 days ago, it's been about 4 days ago, and the doctor said that he would probably not be able to legibly speak again. But, you know, Walt's a tough character, and doctors don't know everything. He was on Echolink the other day and tried his best to speak on Echolink, and it was not a good thing. So that's what his daughter's telling me.
Okay, all right. I know you're right about doctors not knowing everything. I was told 80 years ago that I was going to be a Hunchback of Notre Dame. My back was so bad I was going to be completely unable to do anything. I'm 92 and I'm still doing everything. Okay, thanks for the information, Chad. I appreciate it. K1CJW is clear.
Chad, is Walt still listening?
Not on Echolink. He may have a handheld, I'm not sure. I doubt it, but he is not on Echolink. Chandler.
All right, Chad. This is coming from somebody who's had a lot of experience with feeding tubes and tracheostomies and stuff like that. Make sure Walt knows that if he ever needs a friend to talk to, I'm here. I had a G-tube up until I was 15 years old. And I know how irritating and not fun that can be. If you got his contact and if he'd like me to send him a text or an email, let me know. I'm here for KO4-WWC-Clear.
His daughter said that the doctor has given him a board to ride on, and he's extremely frustrated with that. I didn't get in depth with her about it, but I think he just got really frustrated with, you know, having to write things out. But, you know, I don't really know what to say. So, years ago, we used to do a lot of hog hunting, Chandler, and we had a guy in our hunting club who had surgery like Walt, and he could not speak. His son was a machinist, and he machined a piece of aluminum that was probably, I don't know, 1/8 of an inch thick, but it had keywords machined into the aluminum. You know, it had his name, it had most of the letters of the alphabet, not all of them. Z and X and Q and things like that were left out, some other keywords, I can't remember what they were, but instead of writing, he would point at these keywords or point at these letters, and you'd be surprised how fast, you know, you could pick up on that. So I think we might can arrange something for Walt when that time comes. And it was, you know, big enough to fit in his back pocket and or his jacket. And if he needed to say something to you, then, you know, if it wasn't a keyword on the piece of aluminum, then he would start spelling it out. And you can move pretty quick that way. So we'll see. We'll work something out with him. I know a couple of machinists that are, you know, good with their trade. So I think we can work something out. But I'll send him your concerns, Chandler, and let him know.
Thank you, Chad. I'm sorry. I'm kind of getting teary-eyed over this. It's not really fun to hear a fellow ham not doing too good. Yeah, I just want to be there for him. This is KO4-WWC.net.
Appreciate your concerns, but I'll pass them along to Walt. Okay, are there any more check-ins? Alpha 3 Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
QLG, KO Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Crescent, Liberty, Nam,
Nam. I'd like to recognize KO4 QLG. That's Mr. Chris up in Liberty, and I appreciate you checking in with us, Chris. All right, let me move on to the next. Mr. Gary, I'm sorry it's taken me so long to get to you, bud. But you still in there? If you are, go ahead and take it, sir.
4NUE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad, again. Good evening to the rest of the folks on the net. One last word of encouragement to Daniel. Daniel, if you're still listening, go to YouTube. and type in Whiskey 4, Echo, Echo, Yankee, W4EEY, Gary, and Dave, KE4EA, and Tom, KZ4M, have got the technician class, the general class, and I don't know, but I think they have the extra class as well, where they give it to those classes. They have those on YouTube, and you can take the entire class on YouTube if you so choose. Did? we've had a good day over here on the plantation. Can't complain about anything. Had to take Joy over to a doctor's appointment this afternoon and or this morning, and got a good report there, so everything's good. Sitting around here waiting on the rain. It started raining, I guess about 4 o'clock over here this afternoon. And I don't know if it's still raining out there now or not. I don't think it is, but we got a little bit of rain. Didn't get any thunderstorms yesterday that I think they were forecasting. But I would hate to be a weather forecaster in this area. We're right at the bottom of the mountains, and a lot of times our weather will change from what they think it will. You know, the computers are real good at helping them predict the weather, but even the computers get confused every once in a while. But we've had a good day over here today, Chad. Can't complain about anything. Over.
I'm glad to know that everything's good on your end, and it started raining here, I guess, about the same time, and I'm glad to have the rain, but I'm tired of just mud everywhere. We try to keep a mat in front of the door, but over the years with 3 kids and, you know, all the traffic, I noticed yesterday that the walkway coming into the door, all of the finish is off of the hardwood floors, and oh man, it's something to do all the time, just from the amount of, you know, dirt that gets tracked in, usually on mud. So I get it. It's a little gloomy, and I'm ready for the sun to start shining again. But Gary, I'm just gonna let you know I got my bobcat horn back, and I had to go to the airport and pick up the Jeep. She wasn't too happy, you know, coming back with the horn and all. But I did get it back, and I'm gonna probably head your location tomorrow and visit with my cousin for a little bit too. So I might drop by and visit with you, but I'll let you know.
If you get over this way, or if you get over to cousin's house, my other brother by a different mother, give me a holler. I may ride over there and sit around and chew the fat with everybody. But as far as that horn off the bobcat goes, now you wasn't supposed to go pick his Jeep up. That's the only reason you got that horn back. So when I come over to watch you work on that Packard engine, if the bobcat's anywhere inside, I'm going to go out there and take that horn off, and I'm going to wrap it up and get Lewis's address, and I'm going to put it in a shadow box and send it to him. And that way he and his new bride can put that up on the wall and say, this is what my dad did to me at my wedding.
I can put that horn in that Chevrolet too. So be careful. I don't mind doing without it. I can stick it in your left tail light, or stick it up underneath the hood, and I'll get you too.
On a Chevrolet, it's got reverse polarities, and it won't work on a Chevrolet. It ain't like that old Dodge you got.
But I'm just going to let you know, too, that as soon as I get this bobcat out the door, and get all this hatefulness in the shop, I can move on to the Packard too. So the guy wants it built. He's wanting it put up on YouTube too. So I just got to get through this Bobcat. Right now I got probably around 20 gallons of hydraulic fluid that's leaked on the floor, and I've been trying to get it up for the past 2 days, and got the whole right side of it tore apart and the final drive out of it. I mean, it's a mess. But as soon as I get it done, I can focus on that Packard and spend some time with it. But I'll definitely give you a holler when I get ready to start it.
Good. If you need me to, holler, and I'll bring my pressure washer over there, and we'll help you get things cleaned up.
Well, the other thing I was going to let you know is I'm going to probably bring the work trailer tomorrow and start staging equipment up and get the sawmill up and moving too. So Chris is needing a couple of beams cut and, you know, whatever else needs to be cut while I'm up there. So I'll be starting that up here pretty soon. Just going to let you know before it gets too hot.
Good. I don't mind doffing boards when it's 70 or 75 degrees, but when it gets 95 degrees, I don't want to be out there doffing no boards, because there'll be more sawdust on me, and that somebody liable to mistake me for a piece of lumber and throw me on the sawmill.
Usually runs the mill. I do all the, you know, running around and getting all that done. He can process that in his mind a little bit quicker than I can, because you got to be tricky how you lay the log out to get the most out of it. And he seems like he can just see it in his mind. I don't know how he does it, but I was always telling me he's the smarter of the cousins. And most time I believe him. Most time.
Well, I ain't going to go there tonight. I'm gonna give you a little rest. And I'm not going to go there. But anyway, just to let you know, pumpkin pie and coffee was good earlier this evening. People wonder why I eat pumpkin pie. I like pumpkin pie any time of the year. But I had some pumpkin pie and coffee this afternoon, and it was really good. Got a piece of pumpkin pie left if you want it. We'll talk. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. I don't know if people are going to stay around for the round table or not, but it's getting kind of late. So I'll say 73 to you and the group, and we'll talk at you sometime tomorrow. Give me a holler whether you get by here or not. Take care, and tell Miss Anna we said hello, and thank her for writing down everything so you could read it. KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS.
73, sir, you have a wonderful night, and please be safe. Okay, try one more time. I'm sitting at 49. Sure would like to have one more check-in, make it an even 50. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
DOS.
Go ahead, Gary.
Joy said to check our son Anthony, KI4DGY, in telephone relay. She's in there on the phone with him.
Charlotte, Gary.
Yeah, Roger.
I'd like to recognize KI4DGY. That's Mr. Anthony up in Charlotte. Appreciate the relay. And tell him he won the door prize tonight. So you go in there and get him on the telephone, and you can go ahead and handle the door prize for me. Not sure what that'll be, but I'm sure it's always a wonderful gift. So appreciate the check-in, Gary. Let me move on and see if there's anybody else that I've missed for comments. Any station that I've missed for comments or RagJew, please call KO4NUE. Stations that'd like to check in, please call KO4NUE. Please stand by for my net report. And enjoyed all the check-ins and everybody checking in with us tonight. I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 to all on the net, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE, and I am clear. 4WWZ, you still in there, Chandler? Any stations want to do a little bit of round table or got any questions, please let me know, and we'll work through it if there's any questions.
Any questions? I just got a statement that mentioned about how it used to be. KI4LCI.
KI4DOS.
May remember some of it. But even, I don't think, well, I forgot his father-in-law was a ham, so he may have known about how it was way, way back. But way, way back in the old days, you had to start out, as Harry said, as a novice class licensee, which meant you had to do 5 words a minute. You did. And then you had so long a time, and of course they changed that eventually, where it wasn't, but for a while, it was you had only a year to upgrade from novice to technician class. And if you didn't make it during that time, you lost everything. And then your general class required the 13 words a minute. And then there was the advanced class. Then the extra class, like Harry's talking about, the, you know, he waited it out. He didn't have to do it. You had the 13, the 20, scratch it, the 20 words a minute CW copy that you had to do. So, the way we got it today, the way it used to be, it's very, very easy. Go ahead, Gary, KI4LZI.
Hey, Andy. Yeah, when I got out of service in 74, my father-in-law tried to get me into ham radio then, and back then you had to, it's like Andy said, there was 5 classes, novice, technician, general, advanced, and extra. And a lot of the folks that got advanced license, when they started changing the license classes, and when they did away with the advanced, they said, I'm not going to take the extra test, you know, because I had to work so hard to get my advanced. I'm not going to take the extra. And the little bit of difference in between the advanced class and the extra class, and as far as frequency privileges go, was very slight. And so I don't necessarily blame those folks if they didn't go on up to extra class. I thought at one time, you know, when Daddy was, when I was talking to him, I said, well, it looks to me like they would grandfather the advanced class on up to extra, but they didn't do that.
Did you eat? I don't know how well I would have done. The old way of testing, I probably would have stuck with it to a point, but... the code is just, I don't know. I think some people are a lot better at it than others. I cannot get the head copy down. I'm pretty quick at sending, and it doesn't take me long to learn a letter. But I cannot hear it. And I've had everybody tell me that it's a rhythm. You have to listen for the rhythm, but I can't dance, I can't carry a tune, anything that's got a rhythm to it, I'm all left feet, and I think that might have a little bit to do with it, but boy, I'm telling you, I really struggle. It's really difficult, really difficult.
LCI. Another thing about it that was back before our time, from what I've heard ones on here say in the past, back before the VE program existed, you had 2 places you could take a test. Hamfest or down at the field office in Atlanta. And as Gary said earlier, earlier you didn't have question pools to study. J-I-4-L-Z-I.
I tell people when they're first starting to learn the code, your dad do it like we did in the Navy. They didn't give us a key and let us start sending code. They set us down with a set of headphones in front of a typewriter. And they sent a letter, and then they would tell you what it was. And you sit there and listen. Once you learn the letters, and they're not sending them very fast, of course, you know what you're going to send once you learn what the letters are. And so that's the reason you can send so fast. You can send a whole lot faster than you can receive in a lot of cases. And a lot of folks, if you say you can copy 13 words a minute, but you can't copy 20. And you start out there and you're sending 13 words a minute, and the guy comes back at 13, and you're fine. He's fine. And then all of a sudden your speed increases up to about 20, and he starts sending at 20, and then you can't copy him. So, I tell people, put the key aside and just sit there and listen and copy, because you don't know what's going to be sent. You know what you're going to send, but you don't know what's going to be sent. So I tell them just to listen.
I just, like I said, I don't know what it is, Gary. I've put I don't know how many hours into, the little training CDs that I've got, and I don't know, it's like one day I can do well, and then the next day I listen to the same segment, and it's all backwards. It's just like, I just, spent all that time yesterday trying to learn, and then today it's, all jumbled up. So I don't know. It might be something in my brain or something. I don't know, but it's just it's difficult for me to do. But I'll eventually get to that point. It's just it now at this point it's just finding time to do it. But I wish I didn't have to struggle so hard with it. But I'll figure it out.
Well, don't worry about it too much. I hadn't been for the CW issue, I would have probably got my license back in the late 70s, early 80s, but I've already got somewhat of a hearing issue anyway, and I just never would have been able to copy, and I had to wait till I ran into a couple of hams, AKB in one of them, and Jack Norris out at the flea market. 05 when I found out that the rules had changed, and when I found out that the no code tech existed, and I went and got that, but I'd been listening for decades, but with my hearing like it is, I would have never copied it. Go ahead, Gary, KI4LZI.
A whole lot of people in the same group with you about that. And Chad, I will tell you this, when I was in the military, I had to take that CW course. When I got out, I learned enough to pass it. And then when I got out, I said, I want nothing to do with that. And I put up a mental block. And I went to take my general test, and Sue, N4ENX, her and her husband, John, ND. I can't remember what it in. Anyway, Sue and John were over the VE session, and I told her I wanted to take the general test. She said, "Well, you can't take it till you take the code." And I said, "Lady, I don't want to take the code today. I'm not ready. I want to take the general test." And she made me take the code test before I took the written test. Well, I failed a code test just miserably. I knew I would, but then I took the written test and passed it. And the next month, I went back and I looked at her right square in the face. I said, "Now I'm ready to take the code test." She said, "Well, why weren't you ready before?" I said, "Because I didn't feel like copying code that morning. That's why." and went in there, passed the code test. So some days you feel like copying, and some days you don't feel like copying. Some days it just falls into place. Other days it just sounds like a bunch of hash on the radio or the cassette deck or CD player or whatever you're listening on. So don't feel bad about that.
Struggle is when I hear a series of letters. It's kind of hard to explain. In my mind, when I hear it, my mind is saying, okay, I think that's an A, I think that's an E, I think that's an I, I think that's a da-da-da-da-da-da. And I just go ahead and write it down. And the way this, the little training CD that I've got is, if right now it's just letters, if I can get a word, like Chad, for example, if I can get a, I think that's a C, I think that's an H, okay, my mind's going to say, okay, well, that's Chad, and the other two letters will be easy, and I can feel the word. The other thing that's stopping me, which is a big hurdle, is if I miss one character, I just shut down. It's just like, I keep telling myself, okay, well, you missed one, so just pick up the next one and keep moving. And that just goes against everything that I am. It's just I can't move to the next step till I get one done. And I think that might be my struggle that I may not be able to overcome, because it's just like, doggone it, I missed it. And I'm sitting there complaining because I've missed it, and next thing you know, because I was complaining or worried about it, I've missed five others. And so now it's just, just nothing but frustration.
You was talking about John, he was in day 4N. In 4ENX and in day 4N. KI4LCI, go ahead, Gary.
Absolutely right, Andy. I just couldn't get that last letter out. But thank you for reminding me of John's call. Chad, you got to remember, or stick in your brain somewhere, there's going to be a delay between what you hear and what you write down. Your hand or your writing is going to be lagging behind what you hear. And that may help you. I don't know that it will. But there again, how did you get to know to where you look at a bolt and say, well, that's half inch or that's 10 millimeters or whatever? Repetition. Over and over and over and over again. The same thing in the military, How did you learn to do what they said? It didn't always register, and you said, well, why do they do it this way? Or at least I did. And I said, well, there's a better way to do it than this, and this is the way they should do it, but that's not the way they do it. Don't do as I do as I say do. So just put in the back of your mind that there is a delay between your ears and your fingers. And that may help you. It helped me a little bit trying to remember that or keep that in the back of my head. And eventually it all started coming back. And, of course, having a 12-year-old grandson that wanted to learn CW helped me a whole bunch as well, because his mind's like a sponge and mine's like a brick. So we did battle.
That's pretty neat. With a child's mind, it's just how quickly they can pick things up. But, I turned 50 in January, and I don't pick things up so quick anymore. It takes me a little it takes me a little while to, you know, to get things. And I think this is going to be probably a long struggle for me. But, you know, I would love to be able to have a conversation with it, but I think just because I am not able to recognize a beat, I mean, my wife, she was in the band at high school, and she is musically oriented, and it's easy for her to, you know, pick up a beat and a rhythm, and I can't do it. We went, years ago, we took some ballroom dancing classes, you know, for me and her to go try to dance. And, the instructor said, it took a couple weeks, and he just said, I don't want to take your money anymore. He said, I don't know what to tell you. So, I think it's got something to do with that, but I'm not sure. But it's not fun. It's very frustrating and very deflating to you.
Chad, Joy is very musically inclined. She used to play the piano, and all of her family, I say all of them, all the children played instruments, as far as I know, and. But Morse code is nothing but noise to her. It's not the rhythm or the anything else. It's the tone. You may try varying the tone of the what you're listening to, and see if that helps. There's all kinds of different things that you can do. You can also hook up a little light to your key or whatever, and watch the flashes. You know, the Navy's been using lights for forever, and I have seen them. You know, two ships being out at sea, and they're too far apart for the signals to be seen ship to ship. And I have seen them shine them up on the clouds and flash the light on the cloud, and then the other ship could see the cloud. And it has worked that way. So, there's just other little tricks that you can do. Try varying the pitch of the tone. Try using a light. There's all kinds of different things that you can do to where you get your brain to working that when you hear this or see this, that it automatically registers. And this repetition is basically what it is. And don't start at five words a minute. Once you start way slow, it's harder. So turn the speed up to 13, 15 words a minute or something like that. And the characters are a lot shorter, but when they start spelling out words, it starts making more sense.
That's KO4NUE. Make sure I got it. It's been trying to help me with it some. It helped me to, you know, not decipher the sound, but just helped me try to break it down. And one thing's been kind of helpful is she kind of suggested that this is, if I'm able to understand how long the walk is, or, you know, the journey, then it's easier for me to make the decision to be a part of that journey. And she understands that, and she has listened to it, and not a lot, though, but she made the suggestion that, you know, you understand that the way your mind works, that this is actually two languages that you're going to have to learn. Obviously, the first language is, head copy. Because you're receiving, And then once you learn that, then you're going to have to learn to, you know, send. So she also suggested, just from listening to it, which, you know, she's no Morse code expert, but I've learned to trust her, is that, you know, eventually you have to get to a point to where you can switch between the two. And that's a lot to take in. It really is.
AOS, in case anybody cares.
Well, it's not that bad in reality. Like I said, when I started refreshing myself, I had to learn the code all over again because I had such a block. Because I hated that class, and they sit you down for 8 hours in front of a typewriter, and you got to set a headphones on, and you start hearing da 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 da. And it, you know, you want to pull your hair out by the time the day is over with. But don't try to work on it every day. If you feel like it, work on it every day. If you don't feel like doing code, leave it alone. Another good practice is as you ride down the road, say you're driving from your home in Campobello over to the shop, and you see a road sign that says, Pumpkin Town. Send out the letters for Pumpkin Town in your head, or do it out loud, you know, if nobody's in the truck with you, or something of that nature. And the next sign you read, it may say Table Rock. So send that to yourself. That's another good way to practice and to learn the letters. And like I said, there's all kinds of little tricks that you can do, but you have to find a trick that works for you, I guess.
Y'all go ahead and carry on. I got to go take some mints. If y'all still here later, I'll be back. But one thing that crossed my mind, I heard Walt saying himself that, boy, he got phone privileges. He used to be a novice class licensee for many, many years. That might be another way that y'all can communicate with Walt and help learn CW yourselves as well, because Walt, I'm pretty sure, knows his CW real well from the way I heard him talk before. Y'all go ahead and carry on, KI4LZI.
Andy, have a good night, sir. I appreciate you coming by.
You take care and get you some rest this evening. And good talking to you, and we'll talk at you later.
I'm assuming that was Joy's pumpkin pie, right?
Uh-huh.
So don't eat that last piece. I'm going to come get it tomorrow.
I'll tell her if she hadn't eaten it while I've been in here in front of the radios tonight. if it was, I think there may be one more in the freezer. I'm not sure, but one way or the other, we'll have you a piece of pumpkin pie.
Well, if it's gone, that's okay. But her pies are addictive. I don't know what it is. It's kind of like catnip for a cat, I get. But that last one she made, if you got that one piece, I'm gonna swing by there and get it. Gary, listen, if you're still in there, I'm gonna call it quits. I'm starting to show my tire a little bit, but I'll swing by there tomorrow. And pick it up. You need anything to come that way?
$100 million would be nice.
We got special rocks out here. Our rocks are worth about $1 a piece. So I'll take the Bobcat and throw about 2 buckets worth in the back of that dump trailer where you want it dumped.
All might be all right.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to call it quits for tonight. I'm starting to show my tired a little bit. Appreciate you hanging with me and helping me out with it. But I'll talk to you tomorrow. This is KO4NUE, and I'll be clear on your final, Gary.
Okay, buddy. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, and I told Joy that you wanted that piece of pie, and so she said she'd save it for you. So it's in the refrigerator, and you don't have to bring no rocks. That'd be all right. But we'll get together and see what happens. If you talk to Daniel in the morning before I get up or whatnot, then he wants my phone number. You can go ahead and give it to him. That's no problem. I don't have a problem with that because I've put it out over the radio 100 million times, it seems like. And we'll go from there. But 73 there, young man. Get you some rest tonight. And again, tell Miss Anna we said hello, and we'll talk at you sometime tomorrow. KO4NUE, KI4DOS.